Welcome to the Wild West for another week. You're with Glenn and Steve. I was about to say Mick.
Mick's not here, Steve. I don't look like Mick.
No, you definitely don't.
Don't look like a hippie.
Oh, he's all right.
What's wrong with hippies, Steve?
They're subpar.
No, they're not. How's a hippie subpar?
Well, they're not like fancy or...
They're fancy in a different type of way. Depends how you call fancy.
They remind me of like a hipster status.
Yeah, and what's wrong with hipsters?
They're annoying.
They are annoying. Credit where credit's due, hipsters are annoying. No, that's breaking news this morning. Steve just revealed it all. Who would have thunk it?
There you go. Case closed.
Case closed. And that's the end of the show. No, plenty of the show this week.
A lot to cover.
Lots in TV. A lot of axings in TV.
A lot of TV, yeah.
Axings in sport. Axings. Warehouses in Liverpool and Fairfield.
Amazon's here.
Warehouse week, we can call it, actually.
What's in the warehouse?
What's in the warehouse? Seriously, there's warehouses everywhere.
Stole that, yeah.
There's almost more warehouses than apartments.
Actually, we didn't even... No apartments once this
Not
week.
Not one apartment this week, no.
You know why?
Because they're all about warehouses now.
Because Mick wasn't here.
Mick wasn't here, no. It's an apartment-free edition of the program. I don't know if Mick's for warehouses, though. Is he for warehouses? Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe because it creates jobs more so than people live in there.
Yeah, it's maybe it, yeah.
I'll give him the benefit.
That's it. Plus, we'll have a bit of madness. We found a guy madder than Mick.
Oh, my God. White Australia might be back.
That's good. I'm white.
Me too.
Sold.
No, it gets a bit... Pits against a big...
I was joking, by the way. just to make that clear.
Definitely a joke. Also, television. We cover quite a lot in television, sport.
No movies, but we'll see one soon.
But there are quite a lot in the local area as well to cover.
Yeah. So coming up, this is the Wild West.
This is your local station with music, community news and information. All day, every day.
89.3, 2GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn and Steve. It is time for sport, Glenn.
No Mick this week. He's at home watching sport, I believe.
He's watching the Bledisloe Cup, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's getting ready tonight. He couldn't quite make it in.
As far as that goes, you and I are here, Glenn, to cover sport this week.
Oh, can we do last night, the Storm over the Eels and the Eagles over... Sorry, the Titans over the Eagles after the other upset of the week was the Broncos over the Rabbits.
Go Broncos.
Don't know what's going on with the old Rabbits.
They're at the top, now they're coming second.
But they're like losing behind. Shouldn't let the Broncos get by.
Yeah.
But it's always tough for Brisbane to get against the Broncos, I suspect.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Tigers, Dragons tonight, and then we had the Panthers and Knights as well. They're later today, along with the Sharks, Cowboys.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll just look at the ladder now as well. And I think it's fair to say that it's still a Roosters and Rabbit show.
Yeah, right.
Followed by Storm, Panthers, and then Dragons. The Tigers, though, might just squeeze in with a couple of games to spare.
Ooh.
But it's looking like, I don't know. If they win tomorrow, and the Dragons haven't been in form for a while, could make things interesting.
No, I don't think the Tigers will get in.
I wouldn't say that.
Really?
They're the only other team that's a possibility, and there is a thought they might just squeeze into the eight and knock out...
What, the Warriors?
Either Dragons, Sharks, Broncos, or Warriors.
Oh, because they're so close together, yeah.
Yeah. Something to watch. That will be something, though.
I reckon Sharks will drop out.
It's been a really weird season this year because like the big front runners have just fallen so mightily and these other teams are kind of like waiting around doing nothing all year. Suddenly...
And not many points difference at all.
No, hardly anything.
Like literally, just like one, right? One or two.
Yeah, exciting times. The AFL as well. The Swans also in a similar problem. They're almost going to be out of the eight if they don't get their act together. No idea what they're doing there.
Six at the moment, yeah.
Six going on last, but... They might be able to redeem themselves this weekend with any luck.
I think so.
They're playing the Giants in the Derby tomorrow.
Oh, go Swans.
You know, the old famous Derby?
Swans and Giants.
Well, this is the only Derby we have.
True.
It will be interesting.
Go Swans.
It's afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Giants are ranked third. The Swans are sixth. It's going to probably be a very good match.
Yeah, I think it will be.
I'll give the AFL credit, even though you've made up the other team completely and ruined your whole game for it.
Yeah,
it does seem that potentially that it might. This actually is what is really good. Two Sydney teams head to head with a very close match.
I mean, it's going to be tight, right? Because look, even the points as well.
Yeah,
they're all like they're equal.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's going on?
So it'd be a do or die. The Swans have to win, and the Giants probably would like to win.
I think the Giants will be fine if they don't win, though, right?
They will be fine. Yeah, correct. They're pretty much... I think they're pretty much solid for September. There's only a couple of games left before...
I think Swans really need to destroy them.
Destroy them.
Destroy the competition. I think it would be amazing, don't you think?
Oh, it'd be amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think so.
Now, in other AFL news this week as well, this was an idea.
For the past 14 months, the AFL has been trialling a range of different equipment to create a blind football league.
It's an opportunity for us to actually play footy, because it's really hard for us to play footy out at school or even for a, you know, like a normal footy club on the weekends, because it's so quick and we can't see the ball.
While it is very...
Blind football!
They can't see the ball. What happened?
Well, they're making adjustments to let them be able to play football. Obviously, there's no tackling in the game. Very hard to tackle when you can't see the opponent. Yeah. And they make a little, I think, other adjustments to the game. But it's a really good idea, actually.
Why are they doing it?
Well, because if you're blind and you want to play football, how do you play football? You should be able to play football.
Oh, yeah, of course you can. You should be able to do whatever you like.
But obviously, it's a bit different of a game. They've got to adjust the rules to make it possible.
And there'll be no tackles involved.
Yeah, so they made some adjustments. But really clever from the AFL getting involved for actually do something completely different to let their fans...
It's very different, actually.
...play the game. I've not heard of this concept before. And like, there's no blind NRL or...
Blind ice hockey or something.
I think there is blind hockey, though. Yeah, really? Because there's ways they can make... There is, I think, in the Paralympics, I think. The parallel games. Because essentially you can have like a sound... That can indicate people can like
figure out locations. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there's ways around some of these team sports, but generally it is generally quite difficult. Like, sights are an important part of most sports.
Well, you got to know where you're kicking the ball.
Well, no, you don't, because you can know where to kick the ball, because if you have the right orientation.
How would you know, though?
Well, you've got the right setup. I don't know the exact
details. But you don't know that.
That's why. Well, they obviously, why have they set it up? They're obviously trying to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you can get, like, you know, they're probably very good with direction and sense and knowing where things are. Because people that are blind are not always fully blind either.
No, they can see, like, shadows.
They can see some things and stuff as well. So, yeah. Depending on the circumstance. But a good way to get people involved that would normally not be able to play sport, I think. But
it's a good progress, I think.
It's unusual, though, I must say. It's not like... I wouldn't have expected that as an idea.
Not for AFL, though.
Yeah. No, it just doesn't seem to... It's one of those sports where it's very physical and full on.
Yeah, all the jumping and...
Just punching people in the face, as they do. Yeah. Talking about punching in the face, our favourite cricketer in England.
Stokes knew today would almost certainly shape the rest of his life. The decision came after less than 3 hours. After listening to 6 days of evidence and watching hours of CCTV footage, the jury believed Stokes' version of events and unanimously found him not guilty of a fray.
Did the jury then also ask for an autograph afterwards, or...?
No, because then he punched him.
He punched them, that's
punched
it.
Punched the jury.
So it was believed, but his place in the English team is not certain, though.
Yeah?
They may not have him back as quickly as he thinks he may be.
It's kind of tarnished, right, a bit.
His reputation's still tarnished because he was at a club at 2 o'clock in the morning punching people in the face, so he was...
Self-defense, Glenn.
Yes, correct, but he still is on camera as punching someone in the face, and one would suspect it's... Not a good look.
No, definitely not.
So there's some thought that he may not come back as easily as he might have hoped, but he avoids jail time and a criminal sentence, which is
good.
Probably an upside, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have like had his career and then gone to jail. So.
Now, talking about crazy, cranky people, we've got old Kyrgios. How's he going this week, Steve?
He's doing very well, I hear.
How long can this last for?
I reckon about the week's end. Tomorrow, Sunday.
He's in the round of 16, the Connecticut Masters. He's obviously, this is a prep for the US Open, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
September,
not far away. 2 weeks away.
Should be good. I'm always keen to watch a Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Things. Now that today also the Davis Cup got changed as well.
Controversy. Tennis Australia is not happy.
Big controversy.
Where?
18 game match, like a round robin at the end of the year. How dare they do that? They didn't consult the players.
Best of three instead of best of five.
Yeah.
Developed by an investment group.
It's
trying to revive the event because it's kind of lost a bit of its luster over the years. And it used to be quite a...
But I feel like at the end of the year is probably a good time as well.
Well, the problem is they can't get the big players to play because essentially the schedule's too busy. They're playing tennis all the time.
And they'll be ready for the Australian Open as well.
Yeah, correct.
And like those events before in January as well, Hopman and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, correct. It's going to be weird. Because they have home and away series starting in February, and then they have, what is it, the finals later in the year?
Yeah.
It's going to be very confusing. It's going to take a while to get used to it, I think.
Yeah.
Australia's actually won the second most successful nation. We won it 28 times.
Go Australia.
Except when no one else was playing tennis, though.
Besides Australia and, like, not England or something.
Well, Australia's tennis success was always based in the old days, where basically they used to be really good at tennis because no one else played it.
Yeah.
And now everyone else plays
it. That's like France and Japan and...
Well, they played it, but it was kind of like more of an English sport that was played in, like, you know, in Europe and Australia.
Yeah.
And a bit of America, but now,
now it's like everywhere. Spain, Italy, France.
They're all in on it now.
It's a great game.
Ruined now. Ruined now. Moment of glory.
Absolutely love tennis. I think it's great. Looking forward to the...
Will you watching this? Will you be watching the Davis Cup when it changes?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If it's on free-to-air TV.
If it's free, I'll watch it. Now, there's a suggestion, Steve. You know the shot clock in basketball?
Yes.
They're going to bring it to cricket.
What? For bowling?
Yeah. They want to get rid of some of the dead time to make sure people stop fuffing around with their, you know, kind of slow over rates.
Yeah.
So they reckon they're going to have a shot clock, which they've done in the NRL a little bit as well with scrum packing, because obviously the scrums used to take a long time to pack. They, you know, the oldest trick in the book was, you know, when you're ahead a little bit and you want to win the game, just... You know, getting the scrum a bit slower than normal.
Yeah, take your time
just,
with
it. Just, you know, stretch the arms a bit. And by the AFL, where they put their socks up to take the last goal or something.
Oh, when they kick
so annoying. It's just so, like, their shoelace up. It's been undone for an hour, and all of a sudden
they just realise,
gotta do that shoelace up. Don't want to trip over. So basically, because I reckon the fines and penalties don't work, but the shot clock may.
But how can, if a monetary not work for them, a shot clock would?
Well, because you'll just lose, like, a no ball or something. I haven't got the whole idea up and running, but I guess the idea is that it's visible, seen at the time. So it's under consideration, but it'd be interesting if they put that in. That's
I think it'd be interesting.
Ponting's all for it. You reckon it will make the overs go quicker?
Yeah. Make those 2020s go sooner, right?
Yeah. How's the Ice Dogs, Steve?
They're doing okay. I say that, but they're not doing as much as they did earlier this season, actually. They're not going to make the finals, unfortunately. Because the finals begin in, like, not even that long, in 2 weeks, really. Yeah, the finals are on the 2nd of September, so unfortunately, the Ice Dogs lost last week to Melbourne Ice 6-2. They are playing tonight, though, against the Adelaide team. Hopefully they do well. I mean, there's only 3 more games to go for the end of the season, which is kind of sad, but...
It'll be back next year, Steve.
I hope so.
I think it will be.
I think it will too.
I don't think you need to worry too much, to be honest.
I'm a bit worried it might not come back again.
Might not come back again, no.
It's happened before.
Now, you remember John Hapawate?
Yes, I do. What's he up to?
You remember that guy, how he was famous for... Put it this way.
Well, what's he up to today?
He was sticking fingers where you shouldn't be sticking fingers in the football pitch and people's backsides. He's now been banned from 10 years after being involved in a brawl. Not in the NRL. He's 44 now, and he has spent 45 games on the sidelines in his 209 NRL matches.
Wow.
And basically, he's been banned for 10 years because he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of contrary conduct, striking... and one of striking after coming off the bench in Narra Weenan versus Forestville, the big clash of the giants of the Northern Beaches up there.
Wow.
And basically he threatened to smash the opponent's trainer, told the Forestville official to fly off, let's put it that way. You're dead, I'm going to smash you, you dog. And then he got into the I'm a... And then it just got into monkeys and all sorts of things and bashing and all this stuff. So finally, they figured out that he'll have to wait till he's 54 before he can come back and play football.
I don't think he's going to come back.
He is just one of those people that, quite frankly...
What a piece of work, huh?
Piece of work. He's been... he's just had so many things. Like, go look at him and you just think, crikey. There was one case where he was at Crow's Nest once and he got into an argument with a fruit shop guy. I don't know. I do think he's most famously known for, though, the...
His fingers
in the backside. Yeah. That was definitely one of the bigger controversies of the 2000s.
It was quite something, yeah, I remember hearing about it.
Quite disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. What a horror.
So, unfortunately, I can't wait till he comes back for his 54th birthday to go back on the football pitch. About time they figured out
that he'll still be the same, I think.
He's a toad.
Yeah.
And what's happening with all the coaches in the NRL, Steve? They're all trying to, like, poach each other and...
Wayne Bennett's like, I want none of it.
It's just become like a Days of Our Lives soap opera.
What's going on?
I don't even know who's going where anymore. And none of them are moved. I don't understand.
Then what's the ruckus about?
Oh, because they might move or, like, you know.
Then move. Who cares?
Oh, no, but it's like, that guy didn't do this, that guy done that.
A bunch of sooks, I think.
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll be perfectly fine whichever team they go to.
Oh, I think they'll be okay. Also, people calling it quits this week. The Lowy family is calling their 50-year association with football to an end. The Stephen Lowy is quitting his role as the chairman of FFA due to the politics of football. And it's not like the Lowy family is afraid of politics, to put it nicely. But however, football politics has become a bit much, and he thinks that he won't seek re-election in November.
Right.
He thinks that it's time to take himself out of the equation, as it's the case has become personal. And basically has become kind of the real issues of the game. So it's probably a big loss to football more than anything. But it'd be interesting how that changes. The Lowy family's been very involved in football for a long time. Big funder of the game as well.
Yeah.
They fund, I think, for lots of different things. So it'll be a big change.
Just less funding around, maybe.
Well, there's a big debate about how they run the organisation, which has been where this battle has lied between the clubs and the grassroots and the national team, and it's a complex organisation.
Hopefully it works out, though.
Well, it should do.
Post-Lowy.
Yeah.
Anything else in sport?
I think that's it, really. Apart from there's a baseball player going to play cricket.
Wow.
As you do.
Kind of same. You hit
boring,
the ball.
Boring. Yeah, same thing.
Oh, boring.
And this lady too, Ali Gibb, an amateur golfer, 3 hole-in-ones in a day.
Wow.
On a scorecard. Apparently it's quite rare.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
She must be very good.
She is. Well, obviously she is. How many holes one have you got in life, Steve?
I have gotten a hole in one, maybe only one.
What, in putt-putt? Or in real golf?
Yeah, real golf.
When did you play real golf?
Oh, it wasn't like a freaking 12-course golf. It was like
a 12-course golf course?
I said it wasn't like that.
I wasn't like that. Where was it then? Like the
probably been like
driving range or something?
Three, something like that. Might have been putt-putt.
Still impressive.
Might have been putt-putt.
Yeah. Still counts. This is the Wild West. 2GLF.
Welcome back to the Wild West. You're here with Glenn and Steve.
No Mad Mick this week?
No, but I feel like we can do it justice, right, Glenn?
But I think we found a good replacement for him.
And embrace our language, culture and values as a people. In order for us to remain the nation that we are now, those who come here need to assimilate and integrate. Those who are most similar to the mainstream majority in terms of ethnic culture, language and values most readily do so. Historically, however, one immigrant group here and in other Western nations that has consistently shown itself to be the least able to assimilate and integrate is Muslims. The first terrorist act on Australian soil was in 1915 when two Muslim immigrants opened fire on a picnic train of innocent women and children in Broken Hill.
Ah, yes, the great jihad in 1915. We remember it like it was yesterday.
Back in his day.
Back in his day. Back in the old jihad days of 15.
Wow.
By the way, we apologize, Mad Mick. This guy's even madder than Mick. He makes Mad Mick look civilized.
You reckon?
I don't know. Like, there is a point that most of the terrorism instances in Australia have been from people purporting to be from radical Islam.
Yes, well, that is true. They like to take pride in that.
Yeah, that has been. And in 1915, in that case, he does mention, according to Wikipedia, which I'm sure he got the fact from as well, that apparently believes to be true on Wikipedia. Don't know if it's actually true or not. I don't actually know.
It's Wikipedia. I don't think it is.
But I don't think he's done any more research other than that either. So, but yeah, obviously there's a radical Islam, but that's not all Muslims, though, is it not?
No.
What was the bit about his speech that was most controversial, though? Because he did talk about a plebiscite for immigration, which is a great idea. Let's have a plebiscite for that. That sounds...
Yeah.
Why not?
Bob Catter was a fan of that.
Well, here's Bob Catter's review. He thought the speech was... Well...
It was a magnificent speech. It was solid gold. And he stumbled on a bit of a malapropism there. And, hey, he didn't go to university. He was out working, building pipelines for the coal and the gas and the oil. I'm working in Gladstone with a hard hat on. He's a member of the hard left, not the lily pad left. He didn't get to a university. I know the significance of all these words.
Maybe you should have went to university. Could be a bit of advice. Maybe at least a history course.
But he went to the lily pad left.
Lily pad left, which was a great part of lily pad left. Have you been there before? It's awesome. Lilies everywhere.
Bobcat is crazy.
Bobcat is a bit crazy, but he's crazy because he didn't see the problem, which obviously was, I think the thing that was the biggest problem was the fact that, I don't know if it was the ban of the Muslims or was it the plebiscite for immigration, which Pauline Hanson later said she supported as well.
Yeah.
Was whether it was the fact he mentioned the final solution to the problem was the plebiscite or the vote or whatever he wanted to have the
case. They had one on yesterday.
And apparently the final solution, I think he's been a bit verbal here a little bit in his defense, is I think that he said final solution without maybe realizing the fact that final solution meant the Holocaust.
Wow.
I don't know if he was going there.
But, he just didn't want to say
but,
it.
But everyone else on the left kind of went, he mentioned the final solution. I don't think he was channeling Hitler somehow.
No, I think it's just like it came out. I don't think he like.
I don't think meant he actually it meant it that way. I think the focus should be maybe on the other things he said. I think that whole final solution thing was a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Blown out of proportion, I think.
Yeah. He might have just said that was the final outcome. Like, let's decide this can also be. Final solution doesn't mean you're going to annihilate a race of people. He didn't suggest that at any accord. I think the media has maybe distorted that bit of the speech a bit.
Yeah, of course. They have to. Otherwise, they've got nothing to talk about.
Well, true. Yeah, what will we talk about this week? With Mick's not here.
No, exactly. I feel like Anning, right?
But Pauline was very disgusted.
Not in the chamber yesterday for Fraser Anning's maiden speech. Also, the fact I did watch it from my office and I was appalled at his comments and his remarks. To actually hear people say now that it was, as Senator Hinch said, is like hearing Pauline Hanson on steroids. I could take offence to that because why I relate it back to myself is I think that's questionable.
Got too many Asians, Pauline. I think that's what maybe he was channeling Hinch, maybe, possibly.
Makes me so much. Oh, Pauline Hanson on steroids.
Could you imagine her on steroids? That hair would be bright red.
She'd be that Blake Cottrell guy, I think.
She could be. Yeah, he wasn't in the news this week. No one interviewed him this week. He could have been a great expert commentator.
He could have been good.
Brilliant. Bring him out and far out. Talk about the Looney Tune. Why don't we just ban North Queenslanders?
That'd be great.
That's actually what we could do. Let's have a vote on whether we should just like get a border with North Queensland. Maybe build a wall between North Queensland and the rest of the country.
Because that's where it seems to be the people come with problems.
Sounds like a perfect solution.
Yeah.
Notice my change of words there, Steve.
Could be a final solution, I think.
No, clearly not. No, that would be inappropriate.
Just wipe all of North Queensland.
Just have a big border there and let Japan have it. That's okay.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have it in the wall, right?
Eventually. Hopefully not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. No, not. I actually don't.
I'd like to go home tonight.
Personally, don't think they want it. But
No.
Yeah, it's a very controversial speech, but I don't know. It seemed like a storm in a team cup.
He was just rambling. He doesn't mean anything by it.
I think he's a pretty nasty bit of business.
But he got told to go make a statement and make
it. But to be fair, what he's done has proven that the fact that everyone doesn't agree with him and he's united Pauline Hanson, Labour and Liberal to actually say he's a bit of a nutter, which is the biggest surprise of the week.
That people have said that.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell he's a bit of a nutter.
Yeah, it was hard. What gave it away?
He just seems like it. 89.3. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn.
It's been a big week, Steve.
Massive, massive week. Where should we begin?
Amazon's in town.
What?
They opened their warehouse this week at Moorbank.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It has finally opened. Very exciting.
How are all those jobs going?
I don't know. They're a labour hire firm, so the union's a bit upset about this.
Oh.
They're claiming that obviously they're not Amazon employees, so the union's putting it out there that they're going to be watching Amazon very, very closely.
They might want to.
Well, don't know if they can do very much because that's just how warehouses work, I think. So
yeah,
you can look all you like, but what can you do?
That's true.
But it has opened, which they reckon is a big win. There's a big warehouse at the back of Moorbank there. And they reckon it's more jobs for Southwest Sydney. So the pollies are out there with their big megaphones saying it's awesome. But Amazon hasn't done so well in Australia, though, strangely enough. It hasn't really taken off as much as people said. Because mostly it's cheaper to buy normal regular shops.
Well, that's it, right?
And it's less inconvenient.
Yeah.
Because you just go to the shop, buy your stuff, come home.
Yeah. It's not as easy as eBay.
Yeah, they haven't really nailed this. I think it's a sleeping giant. Once they get a bit more momentum.
Oh, yeah. It'll boom eventually.
Yeah, once they get a bit more volume, because I think their prices aren't that great yet here.
No. You bought anything off it?
One or two things, but they're not that cheap.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, I think I had one or two little things on there, but I don't know. It was a pain in the neck.
You get them cheaper in store?
About the same price.
Oh, okay.
I think it was one or two that was cheaper. That's a very, very special offer they had at the time. So, yeah, it depends. It depends what you're buying. But I don't think they've actually, like, in the UK and America, like, the next day delivery and, like, people buy everything off there so they can avoid going to the shop.
Because they're everywhere. Like.
They're everywhere. And they've got a bigger range as well. Their range is a bit poor.
Yeah. Which makes absolute sense, but because there isn't that much to take off it. But, yeah, exciting.
In other news this week.
Yes, other news. A lot of crime in Liverpool this week, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
And Fairfield as well. Yes, cops are all over the place, charging people for assault and assaulting paramedics and the police searching people's houses and and chasing people in cars. And there's quite a lot of...
Anything in particular?
No, honestly, it's just quick snippets. There's nothing exciting. Oh, I guess it's always fun finding cannabis, right? It's always fun.
I never have a lack of it. To be honest.
Especially when it's like $1 million in cannabis. Like, that's insane. And could just be in any of these houses.
I thought you wanted to win Powerball this week, but...
You won a different Powerball.
Well, they win a jail sentence normally, right?
Yeah, not as enticing, to be honest.
Now, people in the suburb of Carramar and Villawood are being described as being of social economic disadvantage as one of the top 5% of disadvantaged suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have had a bit of a meeting... And they're sick of being forgotten. They said basically the dense housing has left parks high on the wish list, so they want some more parks in the area from Fairfield Council. The council's working on a plan to build a new park there at the moment, but they're looking at ways to try to liven up the Villawood and Carramar town centres, which, to be honest, is a bit of a ghost town. There's a lot of shops there, so they're trying to work on some ways to improve it there. But the residents... feel a bit forgotten about.
Ah, that's not good.
Yeah.
And now this past week was also Education Week, where we saw the Education Minister, Rob Stokes, head on over to Cecil Hills Public School.
Election. Sorry.
You tell me he didn't just enjoy their artwork?
I just had to hang out, really.
No, he spent the day and observed a Year 3 Science, Technology, Engineering and Maths lesson. To check out all their work and how they're progressing. And, yeah, he seems very happy in the paper. Shaking hands, kissing babies, all that stuff.
Now, interesting news at Fairfield Hospital. There was a GP clinic the government announced is shutting down, the after-hours clinic in Fairfield. It was going to close next year, but there's word that another doctor might be moving in. Currently treats 3,000 patients a year. So they're looking at some options there to maybe continue. There's been a lot of protests from local community members.
Mm.
They're concerned that, there won't be enough demand. And obviously this stops people going to emergency. So obviously it's very good to have a doctor at a hospital.
Yeah.
Which is the most logical place for a doctor to be, really.
In a hospital?
Yeah. Like, but a GP, because a GP, you can't see a GP at a hospital.
No.
But maybe they should have that because that's, if you only need a GP, why clog up the beds in emergency, really? So... so that they may be having surgery there, but they're still looking at it. No confirmation as yet.
Good stuff. Now, next Saturday is the Eat Your Heart Out Festival.
Sounds delicious, Steve.
Sounds absolutely delicious.
Well, they need something in the main street.
They do. It's going to be at Railway Street. It's going to be live music, arts and culture, and food, of course. It's called Eat Your Heart Out for a reason.
You'd hope so.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's pretty much all day. Get on out to it, eat food, listen to music.
Mm.
Sounds fun.
Now, Emerson Park has had a new announcement this week in their main town centre. It's been announced a hotel developer will be building a new hotel that will be finished in the late 2020. It will have 167 rooms right near the train station. So if you want to have a holiday around town, you'll be able to go out to Emerson Park, Ed Square.
Sounds pretty good.
Really? Would you really go to Edmondson Park for a holiday?
No, I would not.
Obviously, I think it's just a local hotel, but it's going to be part of their main town centre there, so it should be interesting how that turns out.
Yeah. Glenn, you remember the My Health record?
Love my Health record.
Well, people in the local area are being, I guess, given a refresher to, don't forget you can opt out or opt in, or you're still in, actually. It's kind of like a PSA in the local paper. Don't forget to opt out if you want to.
But you want to opt in.
Or if you want to. You already opted in, though.
But isn't that good?
I think it's good, is it?
Is that just people complaining to the editor again?
I think it is.
Yeah.
They're just having a sook.
Like, have you opted in or out?
I completely forgot about it, to be honest.
So you're in.
I'm in, I guess.
Actually, I think you're what most people will be.
Either they couldn't be bothered or I just forgot.
They'll be, but yeah, I'll forget. Like, I think this will blow over in a week's time.
Oh, of course. I think it's already over, isn't it? Like, is anyone still talking about it?
We are.
Yes, only because letter to the editor's got us.
West Trucks open up their new headquarters at the Crossroads. It's moved from Blacktown. They've moved to the centre of the near the Crossroads there. Mm. They're basically, they've picked the site because essentially it'll be near the new airport. It'll be near the M5 and M7 and in the centre of all the motorways. So that has opened this week. It's been a week of warehouses out this week.
Sounds like it. Just a bit crazy.
How many more warehouses can you have? And also too, Mervac's picked up some land near a new industrial estate is planned to be near the airport as well. Obviously being near an airport, there's obviously a lot of industrial land near airports normally. So they've brought out a whole bunch of land near the airport site as well. So we'll have some more warehouses. Maybe they have a warehouse tour of Liverpool, maybe.
It's like a stock take of warehouses.
Maybe we're going to have the warehouse news update next week, Steve.
Where's the warehouse?
Where's the warehouse? Where's Wally in the warehouse?
Where is it this week? Hopefully going away because it's too many. Just saying. No, it's all good. Anything else?
I'm sure there is, Steve. I'm sure there is. But I think that is the main news of the week that I can think of. Can you think of anything else?
No.
This is the Wild West.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn and Steve.
Mick's off this week. Unfortunately, he's had a bit of a breather.
Yeah, well-earned break, I think.
I think we made him too mad.
Last week was pretty mad.
He was pretty mad last week. He needed the week off.
To recuperate, right?
Big news in TV this week. It's all happening.
It's all happening. You've got Foxtel, ABC, you've got 7 Plus had a big announcement as well.
Well, let's get with the big news of the week. Their biggest news is, and this is exciting, if I had the theme song for this.
Yeah.
But Blue Heelers, you may remember this from...
You probably can find the theme song.
Probably could find the theme song, actually. That's a good point. But I haven't. But you remember Blue Heelers back in the 90s, Steve?
I do remember Blue Heelers. One of my favourite cop shows of all time.
There was 510 episodes.
Wow.
Of the dodgy Mount Thomas Brigade. Because quite frankly, it was the biggest crime wave in that country town. I think
when they blew up the police station, right? And they had to move town.
Yeah. But also, too, they killed like how many people?
Oh, quite a lot.
Like, it's a lot of people. Like, that was like got the crime rate of the whole country in one town.
Actually, yeah, Mount Thomas had quite a lot going on for it.
Well, you can relive it all.
Yeah.
Channel 7's going to stream all 510 episodes you want a binge session with a bit of old John Wood.
That's good.
What's the other day? Lisa McHugh.
Yeah, Lisa McHugh. You got Chris Lane,
isn't
it? The
detective guy that was smug. Yeah. The funny. Oh, God, it'd just be brilliant.
Yeah.
510 hours. So just think about that. Like that. If you...
Wow, 510 hours of Blue Heelers. I mean,
there are annoying ads in between.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
That's a bonus, by the way. You get free bonus interruptions. But that is like an amazing amount of...
I mean, I might start watching it because I'm a big fan of Blue Heelers.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot to catch up on. That will take you...
I don't know if I watch 500 episodes of it.
Well, let's say it's an hour for each episode. You'll have to allocate 21 days nonstop.
I can't. Unfortunately, I got a day job.
29 days. Well, hey, Christmas is coming up. Looking something to do over Christmas, over the summer holidays?
Spend it with family.
Or watch
sleep.
Or your Blue Heelers for family.
Get everyone a subscription to 7 Plus for Christmas. Watch Blue Heelers.
Yeah, so you will never...
It's a great show, though. I do like
Blue Heelers. I do like it.
I'm not going to lie. It's a really good show. Oh, actually, that can be... that can be a new thing. One new episode of Blue Heelers a week for the program.
New Blue Heelers reviews. What happened this week in Mount Thomas?
Blue's Clues, we can call 500
it. 500 episodes ago.
Wow. That show's actually been out for a decade, right? Probably longer now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
2003, I think it ended.
It was a great show. It was so popular back in the day too. It was
and
like
Water Rats and
Water Rats and Sea Patrol, which wasn't the same.
Which was Water Rats, but updated, wasn't it? Because they go to that quota thing.
Yeah, they had to change the name, so no one knew it was the same thing. That was obvious.
And a different logo. I think it went from blue to grey.
Yeah, different show, different concept.
Ridiculous.
Different wharf. Though I liked Water Rats, but I didn't like the other ones, the Sea Patrol ones.
No, I didn't like that.
It was like poor man's Water Rats.
I think what was wrong with Australian TV during like the mid-2000s, right? They just did all these like cop remakes and sea remakes and...
Yeah.
One after the other.
Yeah. Well, not like now, because on Sunday on ABC...
Yes.
There's a big premiere. The final season of Rake.
Yes. I was listening to an interview with Richard Roxburgh today.
What a surprise that he's so talking funny. This week. Of all the weeks to be doing interviews.
It's so funny. He's like...
Coincidence.
It's perfect timing that they messed around with a storyline where Cleaver Green's good mate is the defence minister. So as you can tell, it's going to be quite chaotic, I think.
Who would have thought that in the week when Parliament's had a crazy guy speaking...
I can't wait, though. It's such a good show.
It's going to be great.
I would binge watch.
Well, you can't. It's on every week on Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's sorry. True. No, I meant the earlier seasons.
Oh, yeah. They were fantastic.
That's such a brilliant show.
Brilliantly written as well.
They should have ended it soon, though, I think.
Well, this is it. This they is say it.
Richard Roxburgh.
If there's a balloon at the end, though, and they fly off in that balloon,
I'm not falling for that again.
That was by,
And Barney.
How do they ever explain how
Barney got cancer and it's like...
And he's back again. But how did they get out of the balloon? That's what I never understood.
Yeah, they're going to... No, but then wasn't there a season after that?
They did, but they never explained how the balloon came back to the ground.
Oh, right.
It just went off in the sky, and then all of a sudden...
And then they're back to normal, right?
Back to normal again. All is good.
Really good show, though. Can't wait.
Another Australian drama too. Wentworth is finishing next week as well.
Oh, really?
Amazing plot twist this week.
Don't spoil it. I haven't even watched the new season.
Oh, you need to watch the new season.
Or the season before that.
You need to watch the new season.
Damn. Okay, I'll have to check it on my streaming device.
Then Goggle Boxes and afterwards.
Oh, is that back too?
It's back too.
That's a good show. I'm not going to lie. That's
it's
a really
weeks away. I think it's 2 weeks away from Goggle Box coming back as well.
It's a week off, is it?
No, they don't start the 29th of August.
Oh, right. Oh, but from like Wentworth and then Goggle Box.
I don't know if there's a week between them. I don't really plan my weeks ahead that much, Steve.
You don't plan your TV viewing?
No, the 29th that Goggle Box is back.
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know if they're related. I don't know.
Well, they'll probably watch it. I don't know. Have they watched it before?
Of course they would have watched it before.
Maybe.
They'd have to.
They should just do
it. They watch everything, the Goggle Boxes.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good show, though.
I love two of my favourite shows.
So there's some good shows coming back, I have to say.
TV's in a good place.
It is in a good place. Definitely, definitely a good place. Blue Hills is good. Also a good place for sport on network television, though. The NBL signed a deal with Channel 9.
The NBL.
Can you believe that? They've gone from... I don't know if they'll still be on SBS, though.
But how could they leave SBS behind?
Yeah, I know. They were previously on SBS. I'm not too sure if they're going to be moving to 9 permanently.
I think they are, correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's for the next 3
years.
They
used to have one deal with SBS, and now they've got 2 games on.
That's right. They're going to have on 9 Go and then 9 Now as well. So that should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Starts on my birthday, too.
October 10th.
11th. The NBL.
Yeah, day after your birthday.
I know, my birthday's the 11th.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
I thought it was the 10th, sorry.
Clearly not, no, Steve. No.
I was close,
done this
though,
show for so long and you still don't know my
I've
birthday.
I've known you for what, nearly 10 years?
Seriously.
Sorry. I was off by one day, calm down.
Close enough. That's going to be big news in the NBL.
I think that's going to be great.
They're on the comeback.
You reckon they're on the rise?
Well, compared to where they were.
Well, now that they had that big fight, basketball, right? So
exactly, everyone's going to be hoping it's a...
Everyone's like, yeah, put on prime
but you
time.
Got, what's his name, that really famous guy?
Bogut.
Yeah, he's going to be in this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why they're doing it?
I suspect that could be a little bit about it. Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean we're going to see football on major TV when Usain Bolt starts playing?
It already is. It's on 10, I think.
Oh, is
it's
it?
It's the only last bit of sport on 10.
Oh, did not know that.
Plus the Bledisloe Cup they have this weekend, I think.
Oh, yeah, the Bledisloe's on this weekend. Yeah. Speaking of sport, though, Chris Barth and Limo, they're going to host the Invictus Games.
Good on them.
What a weird combination that is. Chris Barth and Limo.
Yeah.
Anthony Limo, yeah.
Chris Buff also, too, very controversially this week, was also at IAG helping them announce their result presentation.
Why?
I thought for your ABC, what the hell is your presenter doing at IAG with their CEO explaining to them...
Giving away their results.
Helping their staff decode the results announcement.
Wow.
Weird.
Is she jumping ship or something?
No, she just wants to do corporate events and stuff on the side between her... I don't think she does like she local radio nights. Show, though. Yeah.
On 702, right?
So I wonder if they ring up about insurance, what she says about insurance now.
Whoopsie, can't talk about it.
Weird.
Yeah, I didn't know. Wow. Dodgy, Chris. What's going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
All these dodgy little...
That's going to be massive. I'm definitely going to check it out. Really good movie, though, by the way.
Invictus Games?
Invictus, actually, based on the Invictus Games.
Is it based on the Invictus Games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually really, really good.
Now, big news too on the ABC, also at the ABC, is Tonightly.
Axed, apparently.
What do you mean, apparently, Steve?
I don't believe it.
Come on, how do you not believe it? They, press release that came out.
Did you read the press release?
They've got 32,000 viewers, which is not very much.
Yeah.
No,
but if you read the press release from start to end, it's a mock.
Attracting younger audiences require bold approaches. Does that include cutting a show?
Yeah.
Where's the mock?
No, read the actual press release from the ABC.
Where does it say?
I'm telling you. You know what?
Okay. We'll find that out. But apparently, Tom Ballard said, it's getting the chance to host Nightly has been an absolute honor and privilege, even though... I think he actually did get on Media Watch, to be honest.
Did he?
No, he might have forgot he was on. Yeah, and he feels so proud of the work he made and so lucky to be surrounded by laughter and stupidity for the entire year.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah. He's gone.
It was a good show.
It was okay.
It wasn't that, but I don't think it was like a worse show or anything.
I think the problem with it is it's like every night, it's very hard to make a good show.
Yeah, for that show, it shouldn't be... Well, four nights was a bit of a stretch, I think.
A bit of a stretch. Should have been. You get away with it in America because there's a lot of shows that you can feed off.
And a lot of content. A
lot of content. But in Australia, well, once you want Sunrise, you run out of the shows to watch.
How many times can you mock them for being stupid, right?
Exactly. And that joke's been done before.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit ridiculous. No, but...
So you don't believe it, Steve?
Oh, I've got to find the press release, but...
But the ABC also announced this week, too. They got a potential... Well, they didn't announce. They kind of said that... going to close their ABC shop online by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Do you believe that, Steve?
That I believe, because I thought they were already closed, to be honest.
Well, they closed down the shops in the stores.
Yeah.
Their own shops. They still had centres, which apparently were shops within shops, like at a bookstore or something.
Oh, right.
And they had an online store. Because apparently they were selling stuff at Sanity and Collins and Dimmicks, which I didn't even think any of those three were still around. Right. You know, who goes to a bookstore?
I don't know, to be honest.
So basically, they're going to give that away, but you'll still be able to buy their books, DVDs, and toys for approved retailers. They just won't be ABC stores.
JB Hi-Fi, things like that.
Yeah, they'll still sell stuff.
Redistributors and whatnot.
Yeah. But I think it reflects the fact that people are just not buying stuff like DVDs and stuff anymore.
Well, times have changed, right? Like maybe they should focus more on iView.
Yeah, streaming and downloads and all
that. I reckon make premium content for iView.
Controversial.
Is it? Yes, charging for premium content.
Because that is like pay TV and it's the ABC.
Yeah, true. I guess you can't really ask. They can't. Oh, I reckon they will one
day. They can do anything. But I can't see it being very popular with the commercial rivals that think that...
Because they're not meant to be competing with them, right?
Correct. They start making their own content.
Well, they make their own content already.
Yeah, but to make it premium and...
Oh, and pay for it. They can't really do that. It's against their charter or something.
Not against their charter. They could do it. They do have done it before.
Have they?
Yeah, because they sell content to people like news bulletins and stuff. To
ABC commercial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not unusual for them to sell content.
And ABC Life as well now.
Boringest website on the web.
So I have not been to it. I'm going to check it out.
You check it all out while you're there.
Is it really that bad, Glenn?
It's not that great.
Right.
It's been given a lot more publicity than it deserved.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. What's the headline today on ABC Life?
Guilt-free fashion, a beginner's guide to ethical style.
Exactly.
And then,
I can't wait to all the masses to watch about ethical styling, Steve.
Or if you want to...
Are you ethically styled today or not?
I feel like I'm ethically styled.
You've got fur on.
I got fur. I got my jeans.
To be fair, I don't think it's actual real fur.
It's meant to be wool, I think. It's very warm. Very warm. Yeah, and a recipe for a cheese toasty with jalapenos.
Which is what ABC is known for, right? This is what they've been known for this week.
What a waste of taxpayer money, just saying.
Why do I love the ABC?
I don't know how to describe it.
The words that spring to mind are...
I think of...
Quality.
Integrity. Iconic.
Diversity. Individual voices.
Fairness.
Indigenous voices.
Accuracy.
For Australians, by Australians.
The ABC is cool.
No commercials.
ABC is a very unique beast.
They're not...
And they have recipes for toasties.
And with jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
That's ridiculous.
Clearly that never got a mention in the promo, though. I don't know why they forgot about that.
They said the ABC is cool.
Yeah.
We got ethical style at the ABC, they should have said.
So they got these big stars, Jimmy Barnes, Justin Clark, Tim Mitchin.
Rove, right, wasn't it?
Rove. That? He's never worked on the ABC. I don't know why he likes the ABC. He's never been near the ABC, has he?
Has he stepped foot in the ABC?
Well, to do the promo, maybe. So it's trying to get people to remind themselves that the ABC is very important.
But where did this come from all of a sudden?
I think because they're getting a lot of criticism and they want to try to...
And because election's coming up, right?
Yeah, possibly. That's a good point, Steve. Yes, that was...
Anyone put the two together?
Well spotted. It was very subtle.
I don't think I'm the only one.
Trusted to be always there at an election with a kind of reminder that...
How important the ABC
we're
is.
We're important.
Yeah, to the...
You vote. Politicians fund us.
Yeah. Make sure you vote for the right politicians. Yeah, I imagine so, right?
It's a bit suspicious.
It's pretty suspicious.
Mm. But to be fair, they've been attacked a lot as well from parts of the coalition. And
I mean, like, all around, really, to be honest.
Well, usually most of the coalition, more the right-wingers and stuff of the coalition tend to be, you know. Yeah, they're always on it. I don't understand why they complain about it so much, because they seem to be on there more often than anyone else. So.
They complain then they go on 7:30 and RN, and it's like, make up, you hate them, but you're still on them.
Well, they know where their bread is buttered. Know your enemy. Keep your enemy near. Keep them close.
Keep your enemy close or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
So definitely having that philosophy.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's,
so you've been watching anything else that interests us?
No, to be honest, I have not. But it was the last show I watched. To be honest, I didn't even watch one TV show this week.
Well, here's another one you can have.
Did I watch one?
There's a new show coming up.
Yeah.
It starts in August 23rd, this Thursday. Meet the Hitlers. It's like, wow. What's the other show there? There's a movie about this.
Oh, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah. Meet the Hitlers. No, it's not quite like that. It's kind of still a different format. So Morgan Spurlock from the Super Size Me documentary at McDonald's, where he went around and faked a heart attack.
Ate lots of food, got bigger. He wondered why.
Oh my God, we never thought if you ate McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and upsized it, you'd get fat.
What?
Never.
No.
Well, now he's going to go have a feature documentary that examines the relationship between names and identity. So he's gone through the phone book and found out people with the name Hitler and goes and asks them important questions about the meaning of their name, how they do with racism and intolerance. Because, you know, you always get that Hitler racism.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the Hitlerism, I don't know, what is
Hitlerism.
It?
Hitlerism.
Like when people, like, if someone's called Hitler, they give them a bad time because they're like, haha, you're Hitler.
So mean.
How's Adolf? I don't know.
How's Adolf?
So they're going to span the spectrum of human experience from tragedy to comedy to heartbreak. But imagine having a last name Hitler. You'd want to change your name.
You'd change your name.
You probably wouldn't want to stick around with that. But then again, what if your family had a long history of...
I'd change my name.
Obviously, the other Hitler clan, not the...
But you can't have your name as Hitler.
Why?
It's just so
bad. Because there's obviously people in America or other parts of the world that have the name Hitler.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just weird.
It would be unusual, yeah. At school, you get it picked on a bit.
It's like having a last name Manson, you know.
Imagine having history class. Ah, Hitler, was you again.
And you're talking about the war? Like, yeah. Wow. Imagine that in the syllabus and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, so I reckon that might get a mention as well. So it'll be on Viceland, SBS Viceland, this Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Might have to check it out.
Yeah.
I've got to set a reminder, I think.
Set a reminder to watch Hitler.
That'll be a terrible reminder. Don't forget Hitler at 8:30.
Hitler at 8:30.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Moving on. Foxtel, though. Big week for them this week. They announced not just a new logo, they dropped the dots.
Oh, wow.
Big controversial dots.
Dots are gone.
Dropped the dots, gained a 4 and a K.
And a price rise.
And I was going to leave that last. It
wasn't the press release, but they snuck that in.
I love that. They include that in there.
But 4K is big, though. I love 4K.
Yeah, but...
There's nothing on it, but this will be the first thing.
If you've got a 4K TV, sure.
Yeah. Don't you have a 4K TV?
No, I don't.
So you don't have a TV.
I don't even turn on my TV. I can't even recall the last time I turned it on.
That's why you can't figure out remember what you watched on TV this week.
Exactly. Probably didn't watch anything on TV.
But the question is, like, this is probably big because the free-to-air networks don't have that advantage. So for them, and broadcasting over satellite over internet, because internet's still very hard to get 4K on in a lot of parts of the country. So even though 4K has been available a long time on Stan, Netflix, YouTube, and streaming services.
Yeah, right.
Not everyone has great internet, so...
No.
And not dependable in big events and stuff like this. So it'd be the first satellite at 4K in the country.
Wow. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to do as much as they think.
I don't know. I don't think it's as big as HD was.
No.
I think it's still important, but I think that HD seems a lot more noticeable. But I don't know. I was suspicious of HD at first.
Really?
I didn't really... Well,
what were you suspicious of?
Because it didn't really make much difference. Like, SD and HD were pretty similar.
Yeah.
But then once you get HD, you can't go back.
No, of course not. It looks better.
Because once you've got the HD, you then realize actually the SD was rubbish.
Oh, yeah. It is rubbish. It's 560, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's less numbers, right? So
and 1080. Like, come on.
It's like four times the numbers, right? But I think that's the problem. Like, before, it was like, yeah, whatever. SD, HD. And then you get used to the HD. You're like...
Now, what's next? 4K, right?
You know, it's like...
They had Ultra HD.
Yeah.
That didn't last long, I don't think.
Isn't that Ultra HD 4K?
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Wow.
Another rumor is this week, too. Ninja Warrior is tipped to move to Melbourne from Cockatoo Island. Apparently, they've they're there to the early hours in the morning. They've got all these issues on the island.
Yeah.
Water carries sound. They had noise issues and all that stuff. So it looks like they're going down to Melbourne.
Wow.
I don't think you'll notice, though, because you don't really know it's even on Cockatoo Island, to be honest.
They're on a soundstage anyway, just so you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, yeah. So it's not like...
Who cares where they are, really?
I think that's what they figured out, is that maybe it made sense to have it there originally, but now it's like, I'm sure the show will still survive.
And it's probably too expensive as well.
And I'm sure that now the ratings aren't as good as they were last time.
You know why, Glenn? Because they want a damn winner.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that matters. Well, on a winner, though, this week, The Bachelor is back.
Really?
And they brought back like a super like, rugby guy or something, and apparently it's rating for the roof. Bachelor's the show of the week.
Good for them.
Haven't you been watching? You don't watch The Bachelor?
I don't even watch TV.
Why do you not watch The Bachelor?
I don't know. I hear it's good, though. Apparently I have heard it is.
Amazing.
Yeah, people love those type of shows, I guess.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I myself, not so much.
You don't like
it? I like a good drama. I like a good drama show. What about you, Glenn?
There's drama in The Bachelor, from what I watch on Gogglebox.
No, I need a hard-hitting drama.
That's not hard-hitting, though.
No, it's not hard-hitting. It probably hit your head a couple of times.
Now, talk about hard-hitting, you know, fake news.
Yes.
Hamish and Andy went around the fake news. They decided that we're doing their PR tour. Instead of going to the usual suspects, the old fake brigade, they're going to go to a bigger range of publications to give out their new show that's coming to Nine later this year. So they've got a whole range of really high-end publications.
So I am a quilt blogger. I run a Facebook group for a playgroup.
Coco and the Fudge is our wrestling podcast. Yeah.
So we're here from Parramatta Salvation Army.
Oh, great.
Weekly newsletter called The Parramattas.
Okay, I'm going to level with you. I don't have anything very exciting. Only like 5 people read it.
That's great.
I think you're in for the most boring interview of your life.
No. What is it?
I just sent a little family newsletter to my mum and dad and friends back home.
Terrific.
Well, you guys have just been like on the radio, on the TV show, but you've kind of branched out a little bit, I guess, in writing books yourself, Andy.
Do you know, here's a bit of an exclusive, Andy has written an erotic fiction.
I would be into reading that.
Yeah, Andy, I can get you a copy. Sort of
So it gets interesting and a bit saucy, but they basically went out to these... Wow. They would let anyone interview them.
That's cool.
We probably should have went there too.
Where was it?
Don't know. They didn't tell us. But anyway, they basically went out there, put a tweet out there saying they're looking for other press sources, and they got them in for the press tour and had all these interviews and little publications.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very Hamish and Andy too.
I think that's good. They're going back to their roots, right?
But they did broadcast on the Today Show, so...
Oh. So not entirely. They did need exposure a little bit.
It was kind of, yeah, part of the gag.
I like that. That's really good. More media outlets should do that. I think it's going to be a trend.
To be fair, one day they may not be. They may have to.
No, I'm sure that'd be fine.
Yeah, they might have to one day.
You reckon?
They'll have to come to 2GLF.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
They can bring their audience.
That's right, absolutely.
They're millions of fans.
We have millions, Steve.
Oh, that's just
can't see them.
I forgot. No, they're listening hard. other than that, anything else?
800 words is gone as well?
800, yes, 800
Too many words,
words.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, too many words to keep track of, I think, is the problem.
Also, Tara Reid, she gave a bit of an interesting interview this week.
It's beyond that. It's my favourite one. It's so ridiculous. It's so bad that it's good. And it's just, I mean, we've already, like, gone out of space. I already had a baby instead of a shark. I mean, we've done everything. Like, so you thought, like, how can we top this one off? And they're like, I got it. Let's time travel.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden we're going to time travel. One day we're with George Washington. The next day we're with dinosaurs. I'm with a pterodactyl and I name it Tara. I mean, it's just out of control. Like, the movie is just, it takes every step to the next level.
Wow.
Do you notice anything about that interview, Steve?
She's wasted.
Yeah. Was it that obvious?
Pretty obvious.
Wow, yeah. Bit slurry, bit awkward.
Wow.
And she didn't really give Starknet a good name, but I guess... If you're in Sharknado, you probably start drinking.
Yeah.
My tip of the day.
Wow, she should just stop, maybe.
You think?
Yeah, she definitely does.
I don't know if it's a problem. She probably shouldn't do it before she goes on TV. To be fair, it's Australia.
Was she in Australia for that one?
Yeah, I know she was on Satellite Dish.
Oh, right. To be fair, it was probably a different time of the day. She already had some drinks. It's night time, right?
Yeah, like it was in the evening, so it probably
had some drinks.
But it was pretty weird. Carl was probably there in the background going...
He's loving it.
Loving it.
I'm not the fool this time.
No, I'm not the one that's drunk. His reputation's not been passed. He's passed the baton on.
No, I think he's still got a reputation. There are auditions at the moment for Celebrity Name Game, which is... Oh, yes, that's right. It's pretty much a quiz show where they tackle celebrity and pop culture. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's American version where it's with celebrities. You got two normal people and then the rest are celebrities. Yeah. Have you seen that show?
No.
It's a really good show. I think it's pretty fun. It's like a fast-paced quiz game show where you got two contestants and then three celebrities on each team and they compete and they win money. I guess this might be for charity though.
I hope so. They're celebrities. They don't need money.
No, they don't.
Maybe.
Well, auditions are at the moment.
Well, maybe they do need money.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Donate today and keep a celebrity away from
it's for Channel 10.
Rubbish ads. Maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. Rubbish ads.
It's what it is. Because you know when somebody's doing bad? Like they end up on Tmall Shopping or something or...
Yeah.
Now, also big news on the Studio 10. They always got big news. Like that show has more daily personnel changes than anything really.
News this morning are rumours about you, Miss Drysdale.
What? There are rumours.
Are you leaving us?
No. What happened? I thought I would be leaving.
Oh.
But
is it something we said?
No, it wasn't. I've been doing this job and touring for 54 years, and it's been getting to me, and I'm just sick of the travel and sick of sleeping in other people's beds.
Wow.
Okay, who's she been sleeping? There's the rumor. Bury the lead.
Whose beds has
she been sleeping in?
After all these years.
That sounds like one of those. What's that nursery rhyme?
Which one?
The one where like that lady turns up and the bears have been sleeping in the bed. Something like that. Can't remember it.
Goldilocks.
Yes, she's the Goldilocks of Studio 10. Who's been sleeping in those beds?
Big Ted.
She's been sleeping with the bears. Was you on that show for 54 years? Studio 10 hasn't been around that long.
No.
I think she had the show on Channel 9 for a while.
But 54 years?
Yeah, she's been on TV a long time.
Wow.
Which means that she's not obviously 54.
Maybe I'm not going to say.
Adelaide's 20. That's my tip.
Yeah.
Unless she was on TV when she was 2.
Oh, really?
Don't think so.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a long time ago.
Long time. So so she won't be on the show for a while. She'll come back eventually at some point, but she's... But the show is struggling with ratings because if you thought Tonight Live didn't have many ratings, they get 58,000.
Wow.
Against Day Extra's 89 and The Morning Show's 150,000. So these shows used to have a huge audience before. They've lost half their audience in about 5 or 6 years.
All of them, right?
Yeah.
I think more people are out or work or school or...
Or they're just not watching it.
Just don't watch this crap. Streaming. Yeah.
I also think too, because they broadcast so much of these shows during the whole entire day,
yeah,
they've lost their appeal of these shows. There's nothing in between. Because you've got like...
Early morning.
You've got the early news in case you missed the Today Show. Then you've got the Today Show. Then you've got the extra Today Show in case you missed the actual Today
Show.
Then
you've got the afternoon
then
one.
Then just in time for the morning news. And then at 12 o'clock they've got like Ellen. So at least there's a break from it.
Yeah.
Then you'll have like, I think there's
the afternoon one.
Afternoon
it?
Daily shift.
4 o'clock.
Before you get first at 4.
Yeah.
Then 4:30, then 5.
Then 6.
At least get a game show. And then you get another hour of news after that. So basically it's just
how
like.
How can people watch this crap?
That's a lot of stuff.
Damn.
Because I remember the old days, they used to have other shows on there. Like they used to have like.
They used to have like Quizmania. Yeah. And I remember those shows. They were fun.
I mean, let's go back to some of those old days and start bringing back some of those good old.
They're going
to
bring back the hour dramas, bring back Blue Heelers.
That's it. Bring back Blue Heelers.
MASH.
Gosh, Practice used to be on there. At least they had the reruns even. At least they had something.
They've got to go back to the old method. Like, what's wrong with this?
Bring back the old days.
It's too much news and pop culture these days.
Get rid of the pop culture.
That's it. Get rid of it all. Bring back the old days.
This is your local station with music, community news and information. All day, every day.
89.3, 2GLF.
That has been the Wild West for another week.
Big Do you show. Need a nap, Steve? It's only 10 o'clock, seriously.
Glenn, 10 a.m., I'm ready for bed.
Tell ya. The wheelies are up next. I think it's only one wheelie this week.
What about two wheels?
I don't know. He's only got one wheel. It's one wheel. It's a unicycle edition of the show.
Jeff or Michelle? You take
Jeff.
Your pick.
I think it's only Jeff this week. I haven't seen Michelle yet. I can't see him now.
No, he's overseas, wasn't he?
I think he was overseas.
He was overseas last week.
He might be back this week. Well, you know, listen to 10 o'clock and tell us.
Yeah, and let us know the following week.
Let us know the following week so we will know. we need to know these things.
It's very important.
It's important we know.
As always, you can find a podcast version on the website, thewildwest.com.au.